T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie and always having a good time. And Crowder's going to be here. We're done at 6 o'clock, and then Crowder will stick around 8:30. Watch party begins for Bucks and Raptors. And you can come on out, win some great prizes. I think Sinbad Sports is going to be here with some memorabilia again. And yes,
whiskey specials.
Whiskey specials all night long and basketball on the TVs and things.
You can come talk to me. You're not going to want to after you get here, but you can come talk to me. We'll talk shop.
Things will be happening. All right, play the Omar Kelly intro, Falero.
Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Omar Kelly. From the Sun Sentinel, do 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 do. From the Sun Sentinel, do 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 do. From Sun Sentinel, do 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 do. Sun Sentinel covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins, do 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 do. Covers the fins. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do. Just got married, do 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 do.
There it is. People wait all week for that. This week they waited an extra day. Omar Kelly, he covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Now, Omar, we had a conversation on this show this week about adults that take their birthday off of work. And Crowder and I were making fun of adults that do that. But we were very surprised, too, at the number of texters and tweeters. In fact, didn't we have Randy McMichael on?
And he said he doesn't believe in it, but he's taking his birthday week off of work.
Yeah, like Randy McMichael was talking a whole bunch of smack. Yeah, that's adults shouldn't do that. And then he revealed to us that he's taking the entire week off this year for his birthday. So,
but it was a coincidence.
That's what he was saying. It's a coincidence. I mean, it was
right,
like,
between OTAs and camp.
We
caught him.
We caught him in a lie. So, Omar, it was your birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You took the day off from work, right?
Yeah, I took like the most of the week off from work. Really, everybody knows I don't work on my birthday, and I damn sure don't. I try not to work on my birthday week.
Why?
Like, here's the thing: for birthdays, what in life is about you? Nothing.
No. Success. Success is our Omar. Like if you win a Pulitzer or get a raise or get married, you take time off. You didn't do anything to get birth, Omar. You did nothing on your birthday.
It's a day to celebrate you, Crowder. It's a day to celebrate you and your life and it's about you. Christmas not about you. Valentine's Day is not about you. All these holidays, not about you. There needs to be a day that's about you, and it just so happens to be your birthday. And you should be able to do whatever you want. Yesterday, I did exactly what I wanted. On your birthday, you should do exactly what you want.
So you want to celebrate you.
I want to celebrate life and celebrate me.
But, that's why I say just, like, celebrate successes. You're married. You just got married, bro. I see the pictures. You got it pinned on Twitter. That's a celebration time. But that's the time to celebrate. But why your birthday, though, Omar, you did absolutely nothing. And I was saying the other day, I'm not saying it to you, you might have been a mistake. People might not have been happy on your birthday.
It's all good. I'm here. I've survived.
I've never seen Crowder this passionate about an argument before, Omar.
It's crazy to me.
You should have one day about you. For your mental health, for your own. Like, literally, I do nothing for myself most of the time. On my birthday, everything is going to be about me.
But
that's
like
just my mindset.
But for the week, like, so your birthday was yesterday, it was Thursday. So do you wake up on Monday and say, hey, baby, it's my birthday week?
No, not really. I just think, no. I can't. Not. It's your birthday. It's your birthday when it's your birthday. You don't have a birthday. I don't believe in birthday week.
See, I'm on Crowder's side here, but I feel like Crowder's bullying. And so I don't want to jump in on the bullying. I don't ascribe to bullying.
I just celebrate successes. I don't celebrate random days that mean nothing.
Well, I think Omar's explaining to you, though. He's celebrating himself. You're being arbitrary by
So why couldn't you?
I don't feel good about arguing the other side.
Omar, why couldn't you pick a random day? Let's say February 17th and just celebrate yourself.
Well, because that is my son's birthday week. So, that would be about him.
Okay, February 28th, Omar. You see what I'm saying? Why do you have to pick your birthday to celebrate? Why can't you go have a nice dinner, go get your feet massaged on a random Saturday afternoon? You have to wait for your birthday to get your feet massaged?
Because, generally everything in life, work, family, friends, everything is about somebody else or something else, and it's not about you. But, on your birthday week, on your birthday day, you should be able to, I'm not a weak person, on your birthday day, it should be about you.
Omar, I'm surprised, man. I've never seen you get this much support on the text machine. Usually they're ripping you. They like you on this one.
Listen, it's your birthday. Like, no other day is about you. None. Nothing. Christmas is not about you. Christmas is about your kids, your family members, Easter is about, Jesus. What day do you celebrate you? Why do you not deserve to celebrate you? Haven't you put in hard work? Haven't you done for others? When do you do for you?
To be honest, Omar, I'm going to sit here at Twin Peaks tonight. I love drinking beer. I love talking to people. I love looking at pretty women. Like, I'm celebrating me tonight for 4 or 5 hours. I don't need to celebrate on December 2nd.
He pretty much celebrates himself every damn day, Omar.
Knowing Crowder, I do believe that. I do believe that. But what he doesn't have to what he doesn't get is that other people don't do that. Like, I don't celebrate me ever, except for my birthday.
Oh, okay, so it's almost, if I'm getting right, it gives you an excuse. A birthday is an excuse to act different.
No, I don't think it's about acting different. I just think it's about, I went to take a boxing class. I went and I took a boxing class. Like, do things that you want to do. Not go to work. Like, why do you have to go to work on your birthday? Why shouldn't you be able to do things that you want to do? And my company gives you a paid day off on your birthday.
How about that? His company gives you a paid day off on your birthday.
I commend every company that gives you a paid day off on your birthday. Like, your birthday should be about you. People go to these, jobs and they have birthday celebrations for each month. I don't live in that world, but, I would like to celebrate myself sometimes.
All right. Well, I say we celebrate Omar. Let's sing happy birthday to him.
Tree.
Tree, you listening to our show? You listening to our show, Tree?
He's
I don't think he's listening to us. We're gonna sell it. We're gonna sing "Happy Birthday" to Omar. I thought maybe you want to get in on this. No, nope, he's good. All right, just be me, Crowder, and Falero. Then you ready? One, you better sing.
I got it, Mama.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Omar. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Celebrate. Celebrate Omar.
I want to know what happened between you and Tree where he respectfully bowed out of the song. All right, let me ask a couple Dolphins questions here before we run out of time. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. The Dolphins OTAs, and I know you're kind of not working this week, but you've been around the Dolphins.
I went.
Yeah, I mean, you've been around. Is there a noticeable difference between the Adam Gase era and the Brian Flores era already?
Only noticeable difference is everything with Gase started late, everything with Flores starts early. I can tell you that. He's got all the media members spooked. We show up for press conferences like 40 minutes early instead of when we usually would walk in, which is 5 minutes before the press conference starts, just because the first week he showed up like 6 minutes early the first time, and then he showed up 12 minutes early and started the press conference, and we were just walking in, and the press conference was already going. So all of a sudden, everybody just started showing up to work super early. So he's changed the culture within the media. They're 3-4 based, or they would like to say hybrid, or it's going back to the Tony. This is the perfect way to put it. I think what Brian Flores wants to do is going back to the Tony Sperano era of the Dolphins. And I'm totally on board with that. Crowder was part of those teams. Those teams were physical. They won at the line of scrimmage most of the time, except when they were playing the Ravens or a tough team like that. And they didn't beat themselves. Tony Sperano's teams would not beat themselves, or usually did not beat themselves. You had to beat them. And if you do that, you give yourself a chance each Sunday. And I think that that's a smart approach to play, especially when you don't have a real established, proven, good quarterback. And it, now, will it lead to success? It totally depends on who is that quarterback and their health and who's calling the plays.
And, oh, you're around the guys, you know, on a more personal basis. You know, we just watch them on Sundays, but you're in the locker room. You're, you know the guys better. Do you see any players having trouble converting to the new culture of what, you know, Brian Flores is trying to implement?
No, I don't think so. I mean, everybody, you know, you jump through the hoops of the new boss and, you know, and everybody's trying to, you know, make a good impression so they can continue to have a good career or get their extension or make it to their next contract. I don't think guys are – when guys start to struggle with that stuff, it's because, okay, it's not resulting in wins. Like, you remember the Cam Cameron. Yeah. When, okay, you talk all this stuff, but when we're not prepared for games because you didn't prepare us, like I think there was a game last year, I think it was a Minnesota game, where the Dolphins, the players were just pissed because they thought the game plan was bad. And then they went into the game, and Minnesota clearly thought the game plan was bad because they kicked the Dolphins in the face. And players lost confidence then. And I really don't think they tried very hard after that game just because they didn't believe in their coaching staff. And, Trotter, you know when players don't believe in their coaching staff anymore, oh, it gets ugly.
Yeah, it happened fast with Cam Cameron. You hit it on the head, though. It was just like that with Cam Cameron. We knew he didn't know what he was doing, but we have to go out there and play and do whatever he tells us to do. It's frustrating. What about Rashad? What about Rashad? Because he's, you know, he's the OG, he's the vet, he's guaranteed contract, but the G5 ain't showing up. Is he going to come the first day, show out on the field, and him and Brian Flores would be good?
I think that relationship or situation is a lot more complicated than a lot of people really know. They pretty much know it's complicated. I mean, here's where I respect Rashad. Rashad is doing his own thing. He's being trained hard by one of the best trainers in the world, same guy who trains Dwayne Wade and trains LeBron James. And Rashad's a 9-year vet. He knows what it takes to be ready. He knows what's at stake for himself. And so he's doing what's in his best interest, in his mind, to get himself ready to be the player that he has the potential to be. Now, does that anger people or make people upset? Absolutely. But usually those are the same people are the people that are complaining that Rashad's making $13 million and he's got $11 million of a guarantee. Well, Rashad didn't twist their arm or force them to sign a contract. Did you ever hear a player force the Dolphins to sign a contract, Crowder?
No, I tried to make them. They just told me no.
Yeah, Rashad. And everybody's saying, oh, Rashad's selfish. Rashad's not a good teammate. Rashad's this and that. Rashad's that. Rashad has not changed one bit from the minute he walked into that facility in 2010. Not one bit.
No, just a nicer cause.
Yeah. And the problem, and when Rashad was making plays on the field, everybody celebrated him and cheered him and thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. He's the same player. He played with a shoulder injury that he probably should have landed in my IR. Nobody cared. Nobody said thank you. Rashad restructured his contract because the Dolphins asked him to give them cap space. That's why you owe him $11 million. You know, you didn't care then. You said, okay, good, thanks, Rashad. Now it comes time to pay the piper, and everybody's, oh, they're crying, they belly aching, they mad. Rashad is not showing up for his voluntary workouts. Crowder, how important are OTAs?
Not at all for even a 3-year vet. I think for the rookies, second year guys, maybe practice squad, before a 9-year vet, it's nothing you're going to learn.
Even with a new coaching staff, right?
Cover four is cover four everywhere. Man to man, like, you know how it is. You can teach them that in 2 days.
People think because they're not allowed to see it, people think that what's going on at OTAs is oh so important and critical. I'm sorry, it's a waste of time. But you need them to be out there so that you can supervise them like their children. Okay, cool. You know, this is like people act like this is going to decide who goes to the Super Bowl. It's not. It's busy work.
Yeah.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Enjoy the rest of your birthday week, Omar. You have a birthday weekend coming up here. You gonna do anything special?
I'm going out tonight, and then I have a dinner with my parents on Sunday, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, look at that. Where are you guys going for the family birthday dinner?
Oh, no, my parents cook me dinner.
So they make your favorite dish?
Yes, they make
my favorite dish.
And it is? Breadfruit, callaloo, the peppered shrimp, and just a lot of Jamaican dishes.
I was going to say breadfruit is very – that's Jamaican. It's damn delicious too, boy. Fried.
It is. If you don't know about breadfruit, you're missing out in life.
I've never heard of breadfruit.
Oh, it's delicious.
Never
fried.
Even heard of it.
Omar, try this. Would this work? Like, set a date in July and just say, I'm going to have Omar Day July 19th. It'd be just like your birthday. It'll be an Omar Day.
I mean, I could try it. It won't be organic. It won't be natural.
Yeah,
natural,
well, I mean, why? If you're going to, I mean, well, you might as well do it on your birthday if you're going to have a day like that.
What's your birthday mean?
You have a Publix cake coming for that Sunday night?
No. Usually they get me a Carvel cake because I used to like the ice cream cake when I was a kid.
Yeah, Fudgy the Whale or Cookie Puss.
Oh, yeah, the one with the little crunchies. But now I'm getting too old for that now. I don't even like ice cream. My new thing is I like coconut cupcakes. That's my thing, right?
Well,
there.
Here's coconut the for your birthday, we've got you the old Carvel commercial.
Fudgy the Whale is back. That's a whale of a cake for a whale of a dad at your participating Carvel ice cream store. Yep, and this year your Carvel dealer makes them loaded with fudge and nuts, and you can get Fudgy with an ocean to serve 20 people. But if you want to send Fudgy the Whale to a whale of a dad anywhere in the Carvel territory, you call the phone number that you see here. Thank you, and have a happy day, Dad.
Happy birthday, Omar.
Appreciate it, guys.
He ran off. Had a damn Carvel cake.
I mean, you battered him for 10 minutes over his birthday.
It goes back. We had some past in this conversation, and I had to get it off my chest.
Throttle it back a little bit.
To get it off my chest.
Although I don't have the history with Omar that you do. That guy battered you for 6 years when you were with the Dolphins.
He made everybody in the world think I can't cover tight end. That's what Omar did to me.
That's the only reason that I think you can't cover tight ends.
Everybody.
I didn't really watch how you match up against tight ends, but Omar has pounded into my head so much that you couldn't cover tight ends. I believe that is the gospel.
Because me and Omar had this conversation, but people have messed with me, you know, just jokingly at bars and stuff, be like, yeah, you do that better than you cover tight end. I say, tell me a game where a tight end whooped me. What game are you referring to? What game are you referring to? Just let me know. It's Omar.
Well, I see.
Omar
where the,
threw me. I would have been a Pro Bowler if Omar wouldn't have put that stuff.
I see where the passion came from in the anti-birthday argument there. Now I get it all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.